First 3 months of this year, down sharply from the pace the previous quarter. It's the latest sign of high interest rates holding back economic growth. And investors didn't like the news. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ is lower by 267 points, while the Dow Industrials are off by nearly 600. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. A Georgia woman is dead following a Wednesday morning crash on I-85 in Macon County. 45-year-old Carrie Chambers' car left the road around 5:30 a.m. near mile marker 34 and overturned. Chambers was transported to Baptist Medical Center East, where she later died. A $10,000 reward is now being offered in the Atlanta highway shooting that paralyzed a Montgomery woman. Amy Dix was sitting in her vehicle in the 5500 block of Atlanta Highway around 1 p.m. on April 12th when she was shot. The senseless act left Amy Dix paralyzed from the chest down. As we enter the final days of the legislative session, state lawmakers are still negotiating a state lottery and gambling bill. The House and Senate remain at odds on whether to allow sports betting and multiple casinos in the state. A joint conference committee is attempting to work out a compromise between the two chambers. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East,
Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Earn $25 to $30 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Trustworthy Electric is now hiring full-time electrical techs with paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, free medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k and profit-sharing programs, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Dan Sigmund is a special agent with the FBI in the Financial Crimes Unit.
Particular cyber criminals and other complex financial criminals that work together. And that basically allows them to steal the victim's data.
You won't believe his stories. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
And opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. Just a little, you know, lighthearted news for you. I know you'll be shocked by this. This is the same judicial system that is putting the screws to Donald Trump. That would be the state of New York, would it not?
I think it is.
I know you'll be shocked to find out this is breaking news today. Apparently, Harvey Weinstein. Y'all remember Harvey Weinstein? Good old Harvey.
Kingmaker. The one that he's safe to be with, right?
Yes,
that
yes,
guy,
you,
that
yes.
director.
Mm-hmm. Let
very
your wife,
attractive,
your daughter, if your daughter's trying to get a part
director. Yeah,
in
that
a
guy.
Movie,
yeah, he's safe.
Send her to Harvey,
because
he'll just evaluate.
And then let them
and
go.
Then, yes. Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction overturned by the New York State Court of Appeals.
That makes me want to vomit.
A new trial in New York for Harvey Weinstein. The appeals court has overturned his sex crimes conviction. They're basing it on the fact that they heard testimony from other women about things that Harvey did that didn't have anything to do with the situation he was charged for. Which I guess is part of that whole argument of, hey, Scott robbed the convenience store. But you don't get to hear that Scott robs a convenience store every week because that has nothing to do with this case. I guess that is the argument. Now, he doesn't get to leave jail. Because it wasn't the only case where he was convicted, but they've overturned that one. Mm. Even Mika over at, what is that, MSNBC?
Oh, yes.
Was a little disturbed. The guy that, what's his name? The guy that was involved in, who's the saint we burnt down all the cities for?
Scott, I honestly.
You know who I'm talking about.
George Floyd?
George Floyd.
Oh, sorry.
Yes,
I was taking that literally.
The police officer that was charged with killing George Floyd.
Yes, that guy.
There's a picture of him on one of these tweets saying, they're letting Harvey Weinstein out because he didn't receive a fair trial?
Oh, that's good. Are you on Not to Be?
Yes, I'm on Not to Be.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
So since we're, that's crazy. Okay, let's just land right there. That's crazy.
Look, I like to. I hope to have respect for the judiciary. Okay.
Okay.
It just seems odd.
Yeah, it's weird.
And now they're leaving him in jail for the other ones. I get it. And maybe they're being pure.
New York judiciary is being pure.
The powerful just live in a different world, don't they?
I wish I could live there.
This reminds me, talking about this court case, I saw a piece, I don't know if I have it still, maybe it's in the history, from yesterday. It was talking about the ruling in Arizona, you know, the Arizona law.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was Arizona had a law from the 1860s or 80s or 18-somethings. Making abortion illegal.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
And then they had a modern law that set, like, abortion at 15 weeks or whatever in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Roe v. Wade gets overturned. It throws back to the states. And it ends up in the Arizona court. The interesting part was all of these people raising Cain about what the Arizona court had done. And John Idsmo had a very good piece about it. And it's one of those things that I know is nerdy. I know people don't necessarily want to talk about it. It's not the greatest thing you would talk about at the dinner table. But I thought it made sense considering that we are in this world where we make decisions, we react things, we knee-jerk react to things,
mm-hmm.
and we don't really think about it. And it's very similar to the state of Alabama's IVF case.
Mm.
Where the state court simply said, hey, this is what the law says.
Right.
We're not saying we agree or disagree, but the law says this. And so there we are. There's the law, period.
Mm.
Makes perfect sense.
Right.
But everybody's like, oh, no, it's terrible. It's awful. Arizona, the same thing. Oh, no, it's terrible. It's awful. Can't believe you do such a thing. You resurrected that law, blah, 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 blah. Here's how that works. The state has a law. Okay? It's all in the books. It doesn't matter. They passed it last week. Last Thursday, federal court comes along and says, oh, we be the federal courts and we will exempt you. You know,
Hold on, can you do that in a voice, please?
Oh, you want a better voice?
Yeah,
you want to do the federal courts?
I need the federal court.
Because this will be
voice.
Very similar to the federal court.
Please.
We are the federal court. And we are in a league with we, also known as Legion. And we have decided that our ruling preempts everything you little people think in your state.
So they do that.
Hmm.
And the law didn't go anywhere. The law is still there.
Hmm.
Federal law comes in. They say, oh, no, we got to do what the federal law says, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Then way in the future, well, next Thursday, it gets struck down. Or they reverse it. You still have your state law. Your state law is still on the books. All the feds did is say, hey, you don't get to do your little state law. It's still there. It exists. And so when the feds say, okay, now it's back to your state, the state law goes into force again. That is common sense. That is reality. That's the way it should work. You can't even make up another way for it supposed to work. It's like having a rule at your little league ballpark says you can't throw oranges onto the field or something. Then the state committee comes along and says, oh, no, we're fine with that, and we're bigger and badder than you, so you can throw.
Hmm.
And as soon as the state goes, okay, you know, look, we're not responsible for what gets thrown on the field, you're back to your local rule.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating about it is how few people bother to even think about the whys and wherefores of these things. And they're just like, no, that can't be. It's the worst. It's terrible. So how do you? I'm like, come on. So I'm not arguing the pros or the cons, even though I could.
Right.
I'm just arguing for, can we not think? Can we use some logical thought?
Are you asking the court to think?
I'm asking people that respond after. I'm Carrie Lake, who I'm somewhat fond of. Come on, girl.
Hmm.
You know, while Amen, they're cutting sir. Your hair really short, too short for me, think about these things before you run out and act all kind of crazy. Then they tried to say, well, it should have been, we should have just gone to the 15. That was the most recent law. Yeah, you passed a recent law and didn't reference the old law.
Correct.
So you didn't get rid of it. Actually, you have two laws on the books now. And I'm just fascinated by the lack of common sense. But the media knows. Some of them are dumb. Some of them are really evil. And they know just to stir it up. Because I think if you explain it like we did here just a second ago, people go, oh, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Just like I think if the Alabama legislature had not whipped themselves up into a ignorant frenzy over IVF, if they had waited, you know, I have this like 30 or 60 day rule that says, hey, when everybody gets very emotional, we're not passing any law until it's settled for a little while, until everybody calms down a little bit, girls. That's not meant to be sexist, but that's just how you do it. And if they'd calmed down a little bit, they might not even have passed what the Alabama legislature passed on IVF.
Couldn't agree with you more.
But they had to get it done before the people figured out what all the hullabaloo was really not about.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's an aside. That's an extra. It's free. I'll give it to the listeners today for free. They won't have to pay their usual subscription price for this show.
I think that's fantastic, Scott.
Because I'm a giving person.
Charitable. You really are very charitable. And
not sweet.
No, but, you are not sweet. Mm-hmm. No, sir. You're thoughtful and thought-provoking.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to TS. TS, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my God. Hang on a minute. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Controversy Thursday or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Contra Thursday. Well, that would be helping
Contra.
The
pen. We can pick a lot of Contra. Like Contra bands. No. All right.
Contraband radio.
I have a problem with delivering your pie next week because when you Google or do Safari or whatever, Guy and I had spoken, and since y'all are like hiding out in a hole somewhere, I was just going to take it to 1819 News.
They don't even know where we are, T.S. We're in a bunker.
No,
deep,
no.
Deep, deep, deep below the city.
You know what?
What? On top of that, I think you're a pecan pie tease is what I'm thinking, T.S.
No, listen. Oh, don't you start. Okay. So, there's not an address online anywhere for like 1819 News, like the station.
Wonder why.
Because Sky said, you know, if you leave it there with lots of labels on it, maybe they'll get the pie.
That's a good idea.
And Sky said, well, they are running in and out of there all the time. But I don't have an address.
T.S., this is what we'll do. If you will just drive to Birmingham, the last moment I will give you an undisclosed location.
Lord.
Will come and put you in the back of a van, not a white one.
Oh, no, I ain't getting in no van.
And we will carry you over to the headquarters.
No.
All right, how about this? There is not a chance in Hades I'm sending a pecan pie to Big Dave.
What? You should not send it to Big Dave.
Look, you have not been around him. We will not see that pie.
You know what? My sister-in-law can grab it because she's in Montgomery, and we can meet up. Because Skye loves pecan pie.
She wants to come visit and be on the show.
Skye just got a whole one. I don't want to be on the show. I'm coming up there on the day of prayer. Thursday.
We need it.
I know. So I'm going to call you guys and get a hidden hiding place.
There you go. Sky can give you, he will give you Allison's number because she is aggressively helpful. And we will guide you in, and you can come and sit in one of the golden ticket chairs.
I'm not doing the little, what was that movie called?
The Golden Willy Wonka?
I ain't walking in. I'm the little people, the little
Oompa. An Oompa Loompa?
I am an Oompa Loompa. Yeah, I'm built like an Oompa Loompa.
Okay.
So it's Thursday, and, you know, I'm not going to wander around Birmingham forever.
We'll tell you exactly how to get here. Allison will get you there. Just like I said, Sky can give you my number or Allison's number, but Allison will answer her phone, and me, not so much.
Well,
are you telling?
Okay,
are you saying I don't answer my phone?
You're not aggressively helpful.
Oh, I'm not. All right, yes, text Allison, and we'll get you.
Well, you can come right down to where we are.
And this is April Marie. I just wanted to say hello, and I love you.
I love you too. Oh, you weren't talking to me, April Marie?
That was for T.S.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, she loves me more. I love you guys. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, T.S.
April Marie is trying to intercept my pie, and that is wrong. Wrong.
I live in Birmingham too, so if I give her instructions.
No, go away. Turn off her mics, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
We got a pie coming next week on the day of prayer.
Yeah.
Is that what she said it was?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's close to Allison's birthday also. Just
that'd
throwing
be
that
perfect.
Out there. Cinco de Allison.
So I get half the... We're not doing thirds.
No, we're not doing thirds.
We're not?
No.
Because you will act like you only need one piece.
Yeah, I only need one
piece.
I don't even like pecan pie, but I love T.S. and I'll eat her pie.
Well, her pie is probably better than other people's pie.
It probably
it's very,
is.
Very good. Yeah.
Made with love.
You're fighting over it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because you've ate all the last ones she brought us, Sky.
Hey.
They always keep getting intercepted. Finally, she wised up to you.
Yeah, she's on to me now.
Dijkstra will be up next. We'll be back.
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And I miss you coming from...
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due to signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995. Expires 4/30/24.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Sky's making sure things are going well.
Pretty well.
Big Dave is trying to claim to me that he does not like pecan pie.
I just somehow, I'm sorry.
You're saying you don't believe that?
I don't feel good in my heart about that answer.
Yeah, I don't think you build that kind of physique
but
without
if
some
you
pecan
say
pie.
You don't like pecan pie, what kind of pie do you like, Dave?
That's a good question. Maybe he's just not had good pecan pie.
I don't know. My mother-in-law makes very good pecan pie, but I don't like pecan pie.
I think he's scheming to try to get my pie.
I think he probably is.
I think so. Very, very conniving.
Sandbagging you. Yeah.
There's no doubt about
it. That's right.
Let's go out to Clark. We got Clark, Papa B, P.I. as an Ivy. We'll be up with an update from the from Cousins Mansion. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott. Hi, Amy Beth. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. How are you?
I'm putting along. So, Amy Beth, while you and I are discoursing, if I ever did anything you thought was sweet, you can tell me it's sweet. My man card is made out of titanium with a Teflon coating.
Aww. Mr. Marine, you're so sweet.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I've been looking at the Marine Corps enlistment, and a bunch of y'all might be sweet.
Scott Beeson?
No.
Clark, I believe you, and I knew from the moment I heard your voice, you were very secure. Oh, my gosh. Help.
Scott,
help me.
It's very possible that they are deliberately trying to sever continuity there. But anyway... That'll be another conversation. Hey, Craig brought up, where is Hunter? And I got a similar question, Scott. Where is P. Diddy? And then you got to wonder, are they together on some kind of George Soros-funded island?
Oh, they're together on an island.
Ooh.
Yeah, with never mind. Leadership in the U.S. House.
What kind of underage tied children they're with. So, Second Amendment, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Why did the framers make the Second Amendment? And why is it the Second Amendment? What was the intent of the Second Amendment? It's right there in the amendment.
To be armed, to be able to defend yourself against the government and protect the Republic.
What it specifically says is a well-regulated militia, and we don't have to wonder what that means. That's defined. It's just not in there. You have to go back a little bit into the Federalist Papers. And that's every able-bodied 18 to 65-year-old male at the time. I guess we can include females now that we're more enlightened.
Yeah.
But that's the militia, Scott. So a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
Yes.
The reason we have the right to keep and bear arms is for the security of our free state. It did not say I had the right to have a 22 so I could plink. It didn't say I had the right to have a deer rifle. It didn't say I had the right to have a firearm for self-defense. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed for the security of the free state. Everything Correct. Else is just kind of a benefit there.
Correct.
So, every time the left starts coming up with hooey reasons about some common sense, you just need to hear, we're wanting to get rid of your free state.
Oh, no doubt. There is no doubt about that. Most people don't get that, Clark, but it's the absolute truth.
That's the sole purpose.
I mean, as big a wusses as we are as Americans in 2024, we're still better off than most of the world because we might regain our courage and we may say we've had enough. And that is what they're afraid of.
Hopefully. Let's see what happens.
You got it, man.
Doing what you do. I enjoy it.
Hey, thanks, Clark. We appreciate you listening. Absolutely. Let's go ahead to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. I hope you're well. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday. So,
yes, sir.
Is April Marie still?
I absolutely am.
Well, I've missed you so much, dear. You just don't know.
Dang, now, Papa B.
I miss you guys,
I'm not
too.
Being facetious. I really did. So, well, I hope everything's going well in your new career. And happy landings wherever it is you're going to next? Is that right?
Yeah.
Or are you already there? Okay.
I am in between right now.
No, okay. Well, I'm sure you're going to do fine one way or the other. On the Second Amendment thing, just real quickly, you know, I hate the idea of maybe having to shoot somebody, but I just have come to the point of I'd rather have and not need than need and not have.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine needing your firearm in a situation and you just don't have any protection at all? I can't.
So, no, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, so for the last, I don't know, couple of years, I've been strapping on, man. I hope I don't ever have to use it, you know, but I definitely want it with me if I need it type thing, you know?
Absolutely.
I can tell you a story, Papa B. There was a legislator when I was there, female legislator, who was, I think she actually sponsored anti-gun legislation. Hmm. We were friends. She was a leftist, but we got along fine. And yeah. It's pretty bad that most of the people I could trust were leftists, but still.
Yeah.
She one night someone tried to break into their apartment.
Oh.
Like really, really tried to come into their apartment, and it dawned on them that there would be nothing they could do.
Yep.
She decided that firearms were probably a good thing. But it took that instance to occur. Now, talking about that possibly occurring didn't put her in our camp. It had to happen right. to her personally for her mind to be changed.
For her mind to be changed. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Tulsi Gabbard had the same kind of thinking there when she came to the conclusion that the Second Amendment was worth keeping. Interestingly enough. So anyway, I hear the music. Thanks a lot for letting me call in.
You got it, Papa B. P. Eisen Ivy giving us an update. Maybe not from the mansions. They may still be at the Trump hush money trial in New York, but we'll find out what Meemaw and P. Eisen are doing on the other side. We'll be back.
Make
2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just occurred to me once again that historically there are people who are just really smart.
Correct.
It's just fascinating how smart some of the people who came before us are. I don't know what we did to ourselves. I don't know if it was the vaccine regimen. I don't know if it was toilet paper, air conditioning, maybe just genetics after the fall. But we're just not bright compared to some of the people who came before us.
But you know what? I think to that, I would suggest that we don't spend as much time in contemplation. I think we're very distracted, and we would find ourselves there with a little study. But how often do we sit quietly? How often do we sit outside and think? How, I mean, C.S. Lewis said a walk every day, an hour outside every day is one of his things that he did.
Yeah, but
did.
I don't have time for that. I've got stuff I got to do.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
We filled every waking moment with something to do.
Yep.
And it is a lack of history. Like, I'll give you an example. The example I'm looking at. I know of Machiavelli and what the work, The Prince.
Yes.
Okay. So that's about as far as it goes. But to go and read things that Machiavelli wrote, read even his many of his quotes, is another step in education. And my guess is most children today have no, they've never heard of Machiavelli. They know a bunch of dribble history, because when you read these guys, you get things. I mean, his quotes that when I read it on the air, people be like, "What did he say?" Because I had to read it twice. Listen to this guy, right before I go to P.I.'s and Ivy, who's also in the smart category.
Oh, yeah.
It is much better to tempt fortune where it can favor you than to see your certain ruin by not tempting it.
Yeah, that's
profound. I mean, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
There is nothing as likely to succeed as what the enemy believes you cannot attempt. So if they think you can't go all the way around Stonewall Jackson in one day, that's probably what you ought to do. Am I right, Scott?
Be audacious, yes.
And he probably read that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm just lucky to know the name Machiavelli and cannot spell it. Let's go to P.I.'s and Ivy. P.I.'s and welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for taking my update. I am wanting to give you the backroom gambling bill as it's going on. And, you know, you got your people that's following what you just said. You know, they're from Harvest and Atmore. You know, they're wanting the prison that they thought they were going to get before Bill Poole and Pam and Cousin couldn't handle the money on the first one, you know. They're
right.
Wanting that money to not go to education if they get any gambling in, but the first steps of it to build another $1 billion prison, if you hadn't thought about it in your mind none there. But let me tell you, it's been a whirlwind. I couldn't stay there. The Trump people came outside the trial and said, maybe you should go somewhere after the incident with the, tanning lotion there.
With the mint lotion, the mint julep to sunscreen. It just went bad.
Yes. So I got on the plane with Speaker Mike Johnson and went over there to Columbia University to, you know, lend my assistance. And plus, on the ride there, I had to tell him he had to start taming himself in, because the TikTok library Queen Allison at the Alabama Unfiltered Radio was equating him with the Antichrist, if it didn't. Now, Well, I got back. I flew. We're under the tunnel, and we've got the Spam sandwiches and the mint juleps because you know what the North Alabama people want in their prison have done. I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of the trickeries, and I call it GOUT, gambling's outright unified trickery. Trickery to get gambling in. They haven't told the two members that might be juxtaposed to them they're even having a meeting. One of them didn't even know they met on Monday. Were you aware of that?
How was I supposed to know?
Well, and the others, you know, it's Singleton is one of them. The others, you know, they're trying to convince them to get their way, and they're doing it right now. So we're heading under the tunnel with the mint juleps. We're going to try to get the other ones feeling real good so that the harvest and that more people can get their way, you know, help them to get their way, even though I don't want any gambling. I'm still filling you in about how they go about doing it. There's really no meeting of minds and of a Senate and the House. We just don't tell who we don't want to and pretend like we had a meeting. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, Bo Eisen. Well, he's right about that.
Yeah.
Did he say we just don't tell them about the meetings? No, there's some truth to that, by the way.
I'm sure there is.
Hey, look, make sure all the committee members get a notice. And but Senator, there's 10 members. There's only 9 notices here. Well, just start on that end of the hall.
Scott,
maybe Scott won't know about the meeting. You know, it happens. And we had plenty. We had a quorum.
You know what?
That's all you really need.
Scott, I would like to tell you that Sam from Pike County has a bone to pick with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Sam from Pike County, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Thursday to you.
Scott, thank you for taking my call. You know,
yes, sir.
It is a pleasure and a privilege to be on the air.
I'm just glad you called before the last 2 minutes of the show, Sam.
I want to apologize about that, Scott. You have a good show, and I lose track of time. Your voice is hypnotizing.
Yeah, right.
enthralling. I think enthralling is the word. I'm enthralled. But listen, man, as much as I enjoy you, first off, sure was nice to hear from April Marie today. I missed Miss April Marie, and I think she's a great personality on air. And I like how Allison was out when you brought her in.
Well, they're kind of the same person, and we're letting AEM's trying out, and Allison, I don't know where she is.
Well, what y'all don't know is that I actually have Allison locked in a car. She came in much earlier, and I locked her in the closet. But you know what? I took one of Rick's puppies, so she's in there just petting and getting licked on by a puppy, and I'm just sitting in her chair.
There you go.
I would like to thank whoever just brought me flowers, by the way. Somebody brought flowers to the studio for me. And
those aren't for me? Wait a minute. Okay.
And thank you. I wish I knew who it was. And Sam, anyway, it is so good to hear your voice. You bring me great joy. I will say it 100 million times. I miss you guys so dearly. I wake up and do show prep still. I haven't had a show in, it's literally been a year, about 13 months, and I still wake up and do show prep.
Right on.
And I think, my gosh, Sam's going to call him this. Red Top's going to call him this. Oh, I'm finally going to get Randall to call me now.
That's right. You know, he's listening. Brothers, listen. Yeah. Hey, one other thing, though. It is April May. I do enjoy Scott and the Ladies of Liberty. Good people on the air, and it comes through, the personality. In fact, I met a group of people here recently, and the one thing we all had in common is that we were Scott Beeson fans. We liked the Alabama Unfiltered, but especially Scott. And the local group in Birmingham kind of fell into... They're my furry group. I'm just going to say
That's just wrong, Sam.
The local furry population, they're fans. And they want me to invite you to one of our get-togethers.
They're so fluffy.
that's a big part of it. See, we rent a room. And remember, we're in the air conditioning. And I bring a ball with you. We have one puppy in the bunch, and the cats, they're aggressive. So, you know, but I just want to let you know, the invitation's there, brother.
I just need to know, are there any cougars?
That's,
if you're there, Sam, there's got to be.
Scott, listen. Bring a pair of footy pajamas your first time, okay?
Oh, my word.
God, that's a horrible thought. Sam, we appreciate you, buddy. Y'all be good out there. Be safe. Thanks so much.
We've got another segment coming up, Scott.
Oh, I just was hoping it was over.
Scott, you can leave. I'll take over. I got you, Scott.
We got one more, I guess. We'll be back.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy West Shaver is with us. Allison Sinclair will be back tomorrow. We thought she'd call and give us an update, but she might have been...
She's in the house.
Closet.
Hornswoggled. She's in the closet.
That's right. She's in the closet. She's also waiting on a bill that we were working on to pass. We talked about the sticker gate. Mm-hmm. So there were two things going on this week that she had been working on, and one thing that originated out of the Shelby County Libraries, North Shelby Library.
Right.
And so she was down there with Arnold Mooney and some good things. And so she even told me to remember to text the mom who made us aware of all the things going on.
Right.
So I will text her today and tell her, hey, you're being aware led to some really good things this year. So
absolutely.
That's where she is.
Good deal. And she'll be back tomorrow. Let's go back to Dixter. Dixter, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Thursday to you.
Yeah, I had to make my drop off on a kidney, and I had to hang up a while ago, but that's what I...
That's fine. We knew you were dropping off some sort of human organ somewhere.
Well, it was two kidneys up at Vanderbilt, and I had to go because they needed it right then. So I got off the line. I tried to get back in. Thank God I made it. Trying to get out of Vanderbilt now. But I did bring flowers by for Allison. I do maintenance work at the Baldo Cemetery, and them things were really pretty. I said, I'll just swing them by to her.
That's April Marie's flowers. Good job, Dixter. Hey, look, the dead person won't miss them. Won't miss them at all.
If you can't get in the front door, I know how to make it around to the back. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Y'all have a good day, and I just want to make sure she did get them flowers.
You got it, Dixter. Yes. Thanks, buddy.
He's what a good so man. Nice. Delivering liver. Like, we don't have anybody else
and
like
and picking
him.
Up flowers on the way back by.
What a good guy.
Maybe off the... Never mind.
Scott, let's just let that be. And Randall brought food.
Randall did bring
Randall
food.
Randall brought
food. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Randall.
Way to go,
what
Randall.
A good guy.
No, I'm mad at Randall. What do you mean,
are
good
you
guy?
Well, he brought food.
He's bringing food to Scott and then we're not there.
Joey's probably like, I'm used to this happens every day.
Goodness gracious. Joey just has women lined up outside bringing food that he won't eat because he doesn't know, you know, whether
saying,
the kitchen's clean or not.
Nah. I'm just saying it's a festival down there. And I'm jealous. It's
Let's
fine.
Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome to the program.
Hey, I was thinking that bill to give it all the education. Now, you was down there. Don't education get 85% of all?
I don't remember the percentage, but they get most of the money, yes. And we've been giving them millions more, and we're not getting anything out of it.
Well, that's my thing is you got maybe 15% that run the rest of the state, the roads, highway patrol, state troopers, pardoning parole, and mental health. Some of that money needs to go to some size education. I'm all for education, but and that's the only way they can sell it, though, is saying it's going to the kids.
You're right about that, Joel. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, brother. Good point. Very good point. Let's see if Eric the dog can...
he can do it.
He can do it. Short amount of time. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Hey, Abs.
Yes.
I just want you to know you're losing. Al is way better kept than you are. And you keep having to show up to work every day kind of proves my point. So I just want to let you know where you are on the scoreboard there. And all this estrogen going on up in there today. Y'all need to go down by Montgomery Men's Health and pick one of those guys up, you know, see if they got a few extra minutes. Come on down in there and let's get this chemical imbalance straightened out. We're not importing all this extra estrogen around here.
The patriarchy's taking a beating today, and we will reestablish dominance tomorrow.
Alright, you let me know. I might be off tomorrow, so.
You got it. We'll probably need your help, Eric. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Eric.
Talk to you again soon. April Marie, thanks for hanging around.
Thanks for
I know Sky was happy not to be lonely today. All of you who brought gifts to Montgomery.
Keep them coming.
I knew I should have ended the show earlier.
Yeah.
Abs, thanks for being here.
Yep.
I'm thinking Al is on. She's getting some kind of notice.
She probably is.
Some sort of slip. We got to take a break. Till tomorrow. See y'all.